Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Loboda, the editor-in-chief of Aviation for Women magazine, and I have here with me at Sun and Fun 2011, Doug Stewart, who is the chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, which is SAFE. Doug, we're here to talk about a new program that SAFE is launching here at Sun and Fun 2011. It's called the Mentoring, this Aviation Educator Mentoring Program. Can you tell us about it?
I'd be happy to tell you about this, Amy. You know, 2 years ago when we were brand new and we were in a little 10 by 10 pop-up tent here on the grounds, hidden behind a bonanza, people would come up and say, well, what do you have to offer us in SAFE? And we turned around and said, well, what is it you're looking for? And they had three things that they mentioned, the first being mentoring, the second being resource, the third being insurance. We took those suggestions and ran with them. Our library got started shortly thereafter, and we have a library now primarily of member-contributed articles. As an example, how do you calculate and quantify humidity in a density-altitude calculation? There's no guidance on that. We actually have an article in our library. That library went live within 6 months after our first year here at Sun and Fun. Insurance, we finally got an insurance program in place back during Air Venture last year. The mentoring program, though, we've been working on for 2 years. In 2010, we received a Wolf Aviation Fund grant to conduct a study. And with that study, led by Dr. Donna Wilt, an associate professor at Hampton University, she conducted a study to find out how are we going to structure this. As an example, how do mentors and mentees want to communicate? Do they want face-on-face? Do they want to communicate via telephone? Do they want to communicate via email, via Skype, whatever is best? How do we structure this? How do we be sure that the mentor is all that the mentor says they are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to make sure that we will have absolutely the best possible mentoring program to go. Now, obviously, we are brand new with this. We launched it just this past Tuesday, which was, I believe, the 29th. I'm kind of a...
Yes, it was.
Still in a spin of this air that came through here yesterday. But we launched it last Tuesday. It is live now. And if you are a SAFE member, not necessarily a flight instructor, because SAFE is the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You could be a SIM instructor, a ground instructor, a K-12 teacher, a collegiate teacher, academia, a writer, a FAST team rep. These are all ways of providing aviation education. If you're a SAFE member and an educator, you can hook yourself up with a mentor if you need mentoring or if you want to give back. And to me, quite honestly, so much of life is about giving. If you want to give back as a mentor, you can get hooked up with a mentee.
This is really exciting because I'm not sure how many places have gone to the kind of trouble that SAFE has gone to vet the mentors that are going onto the list, and also to really understand what their members wanted before you created the list.
Right. Well, as I said, luckily we were able to get this grant to do the study, and so ably led by Donna. But the other thing that we found, AOPA had their student retention summit meeting the day before their summit out in Long Beach. And one of the results of that day-long meeting, of which 15% of the members happened to be, 15% of the participants happened to be SAFE members, at that summit meeting. But one of the things that came out of that meeting was the need for mentoring for our instructors. And so it's been really documented that this is a very great need and a very timely need right now in reforming general aviation flight training.
performing general aviation flight training is a theme that SAFE has been on for probably at least 6 to 9 months that I've been watching the website. And full disclosure here, I am a SAFE member. And one of the things we're going to talk about in just a minute is that reform and where you're going with it. But certainly the need to mentor new flight instructors and to get them to understand what flight instruction really is, that it's a means to its own end, not just a stepping stone to the next career job, that it is something that's to be done well, not just to be done.
Absolutely. And that point is so important that you've just made, Amy, to help those who want to get involved in aviation education to realize this is not a pathway to an aviation goal or career goal. It is the goal itself rather than a pathway. But if I might also add, because you kind of indicated to the new flight instructor, but you know, even an old gray beard like I've got over 10,000 hours of dual provided.
Okay.
But let's say I've got a client wants to come to me and I find out that his aircraft is equipped with a 480. Well, if you want 430, 530G, 1,000 instruction, I can help you out. Now, you come to me with a 480, I'm going to be in a world of hurt. So the mentoring can even apply to someone like me, and I could be a mentee going to find someone else, not in a long-term relationship for perhaps I need mentoring for 2 years as I get on my feet as an educator, but I'll need some mentoring for perhaps only 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks,
right,
to help me
training.
Get
sure.
on my feet so that I can provide effective instruction to my client who might have equipment that I'm unfamiliar with. So this mentoring mentee-mentor relationship is not necessarily for old graybeards such as myself to the new neophyte educator, but for whoever has that need.
Certainly. I can see people who are working in the K-12 arena needing to have some mentoring from someone who is a subject matter expert. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense, Doug. Doug, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back with FAA's Managing Safety Podcast.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Loboda and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA's Managing Safety Podcast. This is your host, Amy Loboda. I'm the editor-in-chief of Aviation for Women magazine. I am at Sun and Fun 2011 with Doug Stort, chairman of Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, SAFE. Doug, we were talking about the aviation educator mentoring program that the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has just launched, but there was a key word in what we were talking about, and that was flight instruction reform. There's something else going on that SAFE is doing May 4th and 5th in Atlanta that you wanted to talk about, and that's your flight instruction symposium.
Yes, it is. The full name is Revitalizing General Aviation Through Pilot Training Reform.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
It's
I'll
a mouthful.
Let you say it.
Even Society of Aviation and Flight Educators is a mouthful. You don't know how many times I trip over my own tongue on that one. The Pilot Training Reform Symposium, or PTR.
There you go. We'll call it PTR.
PTR Symposium really came about in a variety of different ways. I think everyone is starting to realize that there is a very critical urgency right now in revitalizing GA. We have a flatline fatal accident rate, which keeps people from entering. You know,
and what you mean by that is our fatal accident rate has not improved in years.
Exactly. Over the last 10 years, our fatal accident rate has not improved one bit. Student retention is horrendous. We have an 80% attrition rate now in student pilots. Student pilots that start, 80% of them will leave before they finish and get a certificate. New pilot starts are way down. New student pilot starts are way down. And certainly affected by all of this are the sales of new aircraft, the sales of new headsets, the sales of courseware providers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So the industry is in crisis, you feel that the basis of that crisis is the problem with flight instruction.
Well, I won't say yes and no, okay? But the industry is in crisis, and I'll say that the fulcrum point for changing this, for reversing these trends, is the flight instructor. Because the flight instructor is the point of contact with the wannabe pilot.
Okay, that's your customer service rep at the front desk, so to speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we think back to the fact that all the flight instruction that we provide, for the most part, I'd probably say 90% of the flight instruction given today is maneuvers-based training predicated upon a curriculum that was established during World War II.
We've got to change that.
Absolutely, we have to change that. The chair of the symposium committee is a fellow by the name of Bob Wright. Bob was the manager of AFS 800, which is General Aviation and Commercial Division of the FAA. Bob was there for 5 or 6 years as the manager. Bob was the person who really started FITS, which was FAA Industry Training Scenarios. And Bob is certainly a very big advocate of the importance of scenario-based training, the importance of student self-grading, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need to implement these changes. Now, there are those who go out and say, well, the only way you're going to make these changes is through regulatory change. We need to change the FARs. Well, no one knows better than Bob how difficult that is. It could be a 10-year procedure to change one FAR, considering ANPRMs, MPRMs, yada, 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 yada. It could take forever, and by the time it's been done, the need for change has already gone by, and everything has changed so fast that that change is no longer addressing a need. However, it is very simple to change three things, being doctrine, standards, and curriculum. Okay. When we talk about doctrine, what are we talking about? We are talking about things like the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, the Flying Handbook, all the different handbooks, the Instrument Procedures Handbook, the Instrument Flying Handbook, yada, 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 the ACs. These are doctrine. Very simple to change without any regulation involved whatsoever.
And what you're really saying is we don't even need to change that you need to be able to do a certain maneuver, but we need to change that the focus is not so much on the skill in the maneuver as it is the judgment required to determine whether you're taking too much risk or not taking too much risk, and how does that
exactly
get taught, disseminated.
Exactly. Okay, but we need to change doctrine. We need to change standards. Standards are easy to change. Practical test standards.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge exams. Mm-hmm. Very easy. Doesn't require an act of Congress.
Okay.
Curriculum. Curriculum can be changed in Part 61. Hey, you're an instructor, Amy. You can change it. You're recognizing, I've been doing things a little backwards here. What they're saying is making sense. I can be more effective as a flight instructor. Reed, I can make a little more money at this. If I change my curriculum. And the way I teach, and the way I have customer relation. You know, I hate to say this, but for me, I see a lot of the problem goes back to the universities and the colleges, because we have this process right now of pumping out flight instructors to a template. They're not taught anything about salesmanship. They're really not taught anything about psychology.
Well, but they learn... don't have to, because their students are coming to them without them doing anything.
Exactly. Teaching to this template, the customers aren't doing anything, and in many instances these young flight instructors coming out of that environment are only using flight instruction as that pathway to go fly a regional or whatever, you know, to be a 121 pilot rather than a Part 61 pilot.
Okay. Or even 141, but it doesn't matter. The point is that they're not looking at it as a career.
No.
And so they're not getting deep into the psyche of what it takes to really transfer the knowledge efficiently and permanently to another person.
Right. They're also, I could regale you with...
It's okay.
I could regale you with instances of where documented of instructors teaching to this template. I teach it this way because that's the way I've been told I have to teach it. But you know as well as I do, Amy, we all learn in our own unique ways. If I can even mention here, when you announced who I was, I saw you reading my name. I have to do the exact same thing because I am focused. The way I learn is, and the way I retain is through reading. Other people retain orally. Put me in front of a television, I'm fast asleep.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Let me read it and I retain it. We all learn in our different ways. We have to be able to adjust our way of teaching to our clients' way of learning.
Absolutely.
But they're not doing that in colleges. They're teaching, you teach this way, that's it, period, done.
Yeah.
This is what we have to reform.
So it's going to be a very interesting conference. It's at the Crown Plaza by the airport?
It's at the Crown Plaza, right at the airport, so there's no transportation involved if you can get yourself to Atlanta.
Atlanta?
I will say that it is invitation only.
Ah, very good.
Okay.
Very good to go.
However, if you want an invitation, you can certainly contact me. The best way to contact me is to go to www.pilottrainingreform.org. One word, pilottrainingreform.org. There is a link on there to contact us. It will end up coming to me. Just let me know. I would like to be invited. Give me a reason why you want to be invited. There is no cost. This is a free symposium. However, it is funded, and we don't have the funding to host the entire world of aviation. But if you really feel that you can have some input, because much of our protocol is that the symposium will create expected outcomes through breakout groups on the second day. And if you feel that you can contribute in one way or another to these breakout groups, we'd love to have you.
Wonderful.
Contact
me. Pilottrainingreform.org.
You've got it.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us today here at Sun and Fun 2011. I know that you've had your crisis. I know your booth blew away yesterday in the rainstorm. I know you've got a computer in parts and pieces drying out. So we deeply appreciate the time that you have taken out of your busy schedule today to come in out of the sun, and it is bright and beautiful out today, to talk with us about flight training reform and what the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators is doing to try and help turn around the industry.
Amy, it's always a pleasure, and when I see your smile, I don't care how gloomy it might be anywhere outside, you brighten the day with that smile, so thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.